U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps can't match the 8 Olympic gold medals he won in Beijing during these games, but he stands an excellent chance of breaking the record for most total Olympic medals. The record holder was a gymnast. She's still alive, and yet you've probably never heard of her. Larissa Latinina won a total of 18 medals while representing the Soviet Union in 3 Olympics. Sports Illustrated's Nick Zaccardi wrote about Latinina for SI.com, and he joins me now from London. Nick, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me on.
Larissa Latinina appeared in the games in 1956, in 60, and again in 64. Tell us a little bit about how she got into the sport of gymnastics.
Well, she actually started out as a ballet dancer growing up in the Ukraine, and she kind of converted from that into gymnastics. And at the time, gymnastics wasn't as athletic and full of high-flying moves as it is today. So it was a very easy transition for Larissa compared to maybe somebody in today's era.
Of the 18 medals that she won, 9 of them were gold. How dominant was Latinina?
You got varying answers from different people. She was definitely known as the best of her era, but the whole Soviet team at the time was just a level above everybody else, and she was the leader of the team at the time. If there was a team event, there was absolutely no doubt that the Soviets would win. In individual events, she didn't always win in individual events, and in some of her victories, that they were very close, and usually between her and one of her teammates.
Strikes me that she must have been incredibly consistent and able to stay free of injury. 18 medals over the course of 3 Olympics is incredible.
She definitely had her adversities, though. No injuries, like you said, but she went through a pregnancy and still competed at a world championships 1 year while 4 months pregnant, I believe it was, and she didn't tell anybody on the team or doctors or anybody about it because she knew that they would have thrown her out and not let her compete. So she was very, very much a competitor.
Describing gymnastics in Latinina's era versus the modern equivalent, the publisher of a gymnastics magazine told you, quote, "There are kids who are 5 years old who are doing those skills already." Was the sport really that dramatically different?
Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, if you look up Larissa's clips on YouTube, you can just see how different it really was. It's almost like you're looking at gymnastics in slow motion as compared to what you see today. And I kind of compare it. I'm a relatively young guy. I kind of compare it to if I go back on my old Sega Genesis and I play an NBA basketball game from 1995 on my Sega Genesis compared to what it would be on an Xbox or a PlayStation today. It's totally different.
Michael Phelps' first chance to earn his 19th medal and break Latinina's record will come on Tuesday. In your article, you mentioned that the two have met. How did that go? What did they think of each other?
They met at a photo shoot for a sponsor in New York City earlier this year. Larissa had only the best things to say about Michael. There was a little bit lost in translation, I feel. Larissa doesn't speak English. They had a translator there, though. And Michael, from what I've read, I haven't spoken with Michael, but from what I've read, he had only the greatest things to say about Larissa as well. When Michael ties or breaks her record, she wants to be there at the swimming venue, and she would also like to be the one to put the medal around his neck. And that's something that Larissa and her family, I think, have been working towards. I'm not sure if they've gotten that yet, but she is actually in London for the Olympics, so she will be here.
Nick Zaccardi and Gennady Fedorov wrote about Larissa Latinina, the record holder for most Olympic medals, for SI.com. You can link to their story at onlyagame.org. Nick, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much for having me on.